Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's better than this? Guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast. It's Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs. We're your host. Chris Schubert, the producer, floating around. We're brought to you by Bet Online. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon finals, which, if I'm not mistaken, that's tennis played on grass. Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELEAVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get the bonus and get into the action. It's Bet Online, and it's where the game starts. Kyle, happy National Camera Day to you.
Happy National Ozzie Newsome is a Draft Dudes alumni day to you.
Much more. We needed the camera. We needed the camera to get the interview, so it goes both ways.
Draft Dudes alumni, Ozzie Newsome. We made a list at the airport yesterday. How, Chris, how did your travel go, by the way? Welcome back. You're nice. Home.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah. Very, very rough setup here because I have been traveling. Joe asked me in the pre-show meeting how my travel went, right? Before you hopped in here, he was like, hey, Chris, how'd the rest of your travel day go? Because we parted ways in Pensacola, Florida. You guys were off to Charlotte, and I was off on an adventure of my own that we'll save for another time. I will tell you, I got to Dallas like I was scheduled to go. I then ended up not going on the original flight that you guys thought I was booked on. I ended up getting on another flight to Tucson, Arizona, and then I got off the plane in Tucson, Arizona, and then got on another plane and flew from Tucson to Phoenix. So four airports, three flights, one day, and you know what I woke up this morning thinking? You know what? Let's do it all again. I'm headed to the airport right after the show today. Oh,
outstanding. Well, you will find peace in knowing that my flight was canceled in Charlotte to fly home.
Oh, I did. This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah,
so you got invited into the party.
90 minutes before my flight was scheduled to leave, I'm sitting there eating lunch with Joe, and my phone goes off. Ding! Your flight has been canceled. There's no crew for your flight. I'm like, outstanding. Well, I got to Charlotte, and now, so just a total madhouse right now. But that's fine.
My dad's flight this morning got canceled. So this is everybody's going through this right now.
Well, let's make sure we continue our commitments here and don't let the people down the way that American Airlines let some of us down throughout the course of the day yesterday, and finish the AFC West, as Chris has boldly stated that we will do in the title of today's show. Now, we have two teams and about half the games left to pick, so I don't only want to finish the AFC West, I want to start another division, Joe.
Let's do it.
Okay, so as things currently stand, we have the Chiefs picked at 12-5. And we have the Chargers picked at 9-7 with one game left remaining. And correct me if I'm wrong, but we've made the commitment. We will not be picking week 18 games moving forward. And then at the very end, we will pick all of that week when we can see the full lay of the land.
Can confirm.
Okay, great. So do you want to do the Broncos, who we currently have sitting at 5-3, or the Raiders, who we currently have sitting at 4-5?
The Broncos.
The Broncos. Obviously, big move for them, bringing in quarterback Russell Wilson with a new coaching staff. What that does to that defense, we shall see. Some personnel changes on that side of the ball, and then obviously the infusion of a new quarterback with a young, relatively inexperienced coaching staff is the question that exists here. We currently have them picked through 8 games. They are 5-3. We picked them to win the Russell Wilson Bowl week 1 in Seattle on Monday Night Football. We have not picked their week 2 game, which is a home contest, the home opener against the Houston Texans.
Short week having to deal with the Texans.
Stop.
They're going to win. They're going to win. Dog. Yeah,
they're going to club dog. Now, we've also picked the week 3 contest. We picked them at home to defeat the San Francisco 49ers. Week 4, they are in Las Vegas to play the Raiders. And I'm inclined to give the Raiders a dub here.
Yes, me too. I think division game, I like the home team usually in division games. And they're getting 3 wins to start the season and 2 games that I think they'll at least be pretty heavy favorites in the Seattle game and the Houston game. And Denver's not a team that I just expect them to just mow them down, right? One after the other. So I think this is where they catch their first L of the season.
Okay. Now, they have a short week after that first L of the season, but they are back at home. And they're hosting the Indianapolis Colts on that short week. This is a very interesting matchup, and I'm really interested to see where your mind goes here, because I don't know that this is a great matchup for Denver's defense.
No, and like low-key, when I pulled up this schedule to start looking at for this podcast today, this game really had me perking up, and I think this is a really, really good Thursday night matchup. Like, this is one that I can't wait to watch, because You have like you said, it's just a really interesting matchup. The Colts, a team that I really respect their ability to stop the run and what they're able to get done with that defensive line and that front 7 in general. And obviously, I think you have 2 teams here that are going to want to run the football. I know Russell Wilson is in Denver. They have really good receivers, but they also have a physical offensive line of Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. And so you're going to see 2 teams that are going to pound the rock. Now, that kind of pushes me towards the home team. You know, I think Russell's a more dynamic quarterback. But
I think they're a more diverse offense, too.
They are, but I don't love necessarily the middle of this Denver defense. And that's where the Colts are designed to attack them.
I would agree.
But home on a Thursday. If this game was in Indy, I would pick Indy. I'm going to push for the home team here.
I'm going to make Chris get involved early. I'm going to pick the Colts here. Chris, come on in and be the bad guy.
Thursday night, give me the home team, the Denver Broncos.
Mm. Yeah, I should have known. Chris, like 80% of the time, just picks with Joe. I'd love to know the statistics on it. I don't even know why I bother.
Sorry that Joe's logic is better. I also think I went with you in the last game that we picked. Like, I don't even think that works. Now, I'm sure, because everyone loves to correct me on this show.
80%, Chris.
Somebody 80%. Like later today will be like, no, Chris, actually, the last 7 times you've guys been on the show, you've gone with Joe.
Those are my favorite people.
Like, that tweet's coming later today.
The well actuallys.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's just not talk about the data, basketball. We'll be fine.
No. Have we acknowledged that yet? Is this our first recording?
Okay, I'm an idiot. We didn't think of Zion Williamson. I had somebody DM me say it's Kyrie Irving, so we weren't alone here. Other people made the mistake, but yes,
yeah, it was a tweet that was talking about Orlando having the first pick for the first time since 2004, and the way it was worded read, because they obviously picked a Duke player, just read weird.
Don't ask questions. So that you don't was know where the answer
it originated
to.
From, and then don't we didn't fact check it.
Don't
it's
trust
fine.
Kyle. Just that's how it works.
It's fine. I'm the worst person you could listen to for basketball stuff. Broncos.
Worse than me. You've watched more. Did you know most people are paying too much on their auto loan? Dave used Auto Approved to refinance his car, replacing his overpriced loan with a cheaper loan and lowering his monthly payment. Now, since he saved with Auto Approved, he's sitting behind the third base dugout instead of the bleachers. Auto Approved connects vehicle owners with their best available rates to refinance their existing car loans with no markups ever, and handles the paperwork, yes, even the DMV, making it simple to save thousands and pay less each month. How? By instantly accessing the nation's top lenders to uncover great savings. When you refinance with Auto Approve, you get your best rate and more with an advocate that works for you to make sure you get the best deal that's right for you. In fact, in 2021, Auto Approve was able to save their customers on average over $150 a month. That means more money for better seats, better snacks, or that new jersey you deserve. Not only will they save you on your monthly auto payment, but for all of our listeners that refinance through Auto Approve, they'll send you $100 cash to your mailbox. So what are you waiting for? Auto loan rates are historically low. Take your tailgate to the next level when you refinance with Auto Approve. Put more money in your pocket for what matters most. To find out how much you could save and to claim your $100 cashback offer, visit autoapprove.com/believe. That's autoapprove.com/BLEAV.
So we have the Broncos at home winning the Thursday game against the Colts begrudgingly.
The 5-1 Broncos?
Make it 6-1 because we have them winning 5-1 because we have them on Monday Night Football the following week defeating the Chargers in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like Kyle looked at the whole picture. It's almost like Kyle looked at the whole picture and said, hey, maybe they should lose the Colts game for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have Jets and Jaguars back-to-back weeks before they go into the bye.
I think there's a hiccup here. There's a hiccup in one of these two games.
Oh, now you want to overcorrect because you couldn't just give them the logical game against the Colts to lose, and now you want to make them lose to the Jets or the Jaguars.
Right, because that stuff happens every year, all the time.
Okay, so are they losing at home on a short week to the Jets? Or are they losing on the road going into the bye against the Jaguars?
Could be the Jaguars.
Chris doesn't exist right now. Let's pretend Chris doesn't exist.
I'd normally function as such.
You're inclined to give this a Jaguars win.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, just those dynamics. I like a little bit more
going into the bye.
No, I like the makeup of the Jaguars front seven to stop the run and the athleticism that they have at corner to match up with a quarterback that I like better, and it's on the road, and it'll probably be a little muggy down there in Jacksonville.
Scheduled for this is a London game.
Okay, that's good to know. And if there's any, it's Doug Peterson.
That makes it even more of a wild card game.
Okay, I want to go Broncos win at home over the Jets. I want to go with a Jaguars win in London.
Done. I would give them the Broncos the win in London and give the Colts a win at Thursday night. But that's fine. We're going to get to the same record. We'll get to the same record. It's okay. Coming out of the bye, they are in Tennessee to play the Titans.
Man, you love that they're coming off of the bye, but Titans at home, that rushing attack can really stress Denver. Can they make enough plays in the passing game?
So we're going to apply the same logic that we had with the Colts, but now the Titans are actually at home, so we're going to pick the Titans.
What do you want me to do, Kyle? Go back and switch the Colts game?
No, I'm just saying we were very much on the fence on the Colts game, and there's a lot of similar dynamics that are played Tennessee, and you said if the Colts were at home, I'd pick the Colts. So, well, now we have the Titans at home, so I'm assuming we're picking the Titans.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I am. Do you go with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with the Titans here, which puts Denver at They were 5-6-1, 6-2, 6-3, and they are back at home to play the Las Vegas Raiders, who we had defeating the Broncos the first time they played.
Bounce back win here.
Broncos dub. I agree.
Yeah.
So Broncos win at home against the Raiders, and then we have them the following week going on the road and defeating the Carolina Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are back on the road for the second consecutive week, and once again on the East Coast playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and I do not like this matchup for Denver.
Yeah, me neither. Baltimore at home.
Baltimore at home. Now we have a Kansas City win in Denver. We have a Broncos win at home against the Cardinals. And then we have consecutive losses in weeks 16 and 17 for Denver against the Rams and the Chiefs, a couple of Super Bowl contenders, which would put the Broncos going into week 18 playing the Los Angeles Chargers at 9-7 in Denver.
I like it.
So two teams that are guaranteed to have winning records, but time will tell if that is enough to get into the postseason or if this division cannibalized itself. We currently have both the Broncos and Chargers at 2-3 in the AFC West.
Experience TV, music, podcasts, and games like never before with Sonos Ray. This thing is awesome. I have one. Kyle has one. It sounds phenomenal. It's easy to hook up, and I love the control that you have. You download the Sonos app, and you can really be in control of all of your entertainment with crystal clear sound, booming bass. It is phenomenal. You can obviously play movies. You can play your video games. I love to listen to podcasts and play music through it. It looks great on the mantle. You got to check it out. Visit Sonos.com to shop Ray now.
Joe, talking about being in control of your entertainment. Another way to make sure you're in control of your entertainment is making sure you have all the confidence that you need to be ready when the moment calls in the bedroom. Our friends over at Blue Chew make sure stress, anxiety, having a bad day, none of those things are going to negatively impact your performance and ruin the fun for both you and your partner. Here's the deal. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. There's no trips to the doctor's office, no standing in line at the pharmacy. Everything that they have is done online with their licensed medical professionals that will meet with you and make sure that they get you the right dosage for all forms of ED. If you don't like chewing pills, that's not a problem because these pills are completely chewable. Here's the deal. Special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code BELIEVE at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your first month free.
The Raiders.
Let's do it. All right, so we currently have them 5-6. So mm-hmm. We only have a handful of games to pick. Mm-hmm. The first unselected game for the Raiders is in Tennessee against the Titans, week 3.
So do we want to acknowledge week 1 win over the loss to the Chargers, week 2 win over the Cardinals? So they're 1-1 entering this game, right?
Sure.
I really like the Raiders' edge defenders, like everyone in the world does, and how they can stress Tennessee, you know, like, was it Chandler Jones had like 84 sacks against the Titans or something like that last year?
Yeah.
Whatever he had.
Six.
So but now they have the guy on the other side. They're really unproven at right tackle. I like that component of the Raiders, but you know, I think this is a situation where just the middle of that defense is lacking and Tennessee can stress them. And I don't love the passing game for the Titans, but I also don't love the secondary for the Raiders. I'm inclined to go with Tennessee at home.
Okay, we'll go Titans at home. I'm not really firmly pushed one way or another. I think this is a coin toss type of game, personally. Especially with a
missed opportunity there, Kyle. I would have been in your corner.
Well, I'm not in yours. So, especially with the Raiders having a new coaching staff, I think it might take a little time, right? So sometimes it takes a little while for you to hit your rhythm. So that would put the Raiders at 2-2 through the first four games and 2-3 going into their bye. We have a win at home against the Broncos, as already mentioned, and then a loss on Monday Night Football to the Kansas City Chiefs going into the bye. Now, coming out of the bye, they are playing the Houston Texans. Welcome back to Club Dub Las Vegas.
Right. Right.
Right. Okay. Now, we have a loss on the road in New Orleans, and then another East Coast trip the following week for the Raiders to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I would like to propose a Raiders dub here as well.
I won't fight you.
Okay, you won't fight me. Now, will you fight me asking for another Raiders dub at home against the Indianapolis Colts in Week 10? I am asking.
I would like some thoughts from you on this.
Okay. I think the Raiders' offensive firepower will have had some time to gel. And while I agree with you in general that for a lot of the elements that we picked Tennessee, I think are perfectly relevant with what we talked about with the Broncos, are also parallels for the Raiders. Having a weapon like Davante Adams, having a weapon like Darren Waller, I just don't know that the Colts on the road, like that game script has to go perfectly for you. If you have to try to keep points at a high rate with the Raiders playing at home and probably being a little bit more in rhythm offensively, I just see more ways and pathways for that to be a stumble game for the Colts. Like, tell me the top three passing weapons for the Indianapolis Colts.
Michael Pittman.
Okay.
It's underwhelming. Yeah, it's bad. I get it. I guess I just have a little bit of Michael Pittman. That's their number one receiver. I don't have to tell you. I wish that they were more explosive in the passing game on offense. Alec Pierce, I get it, Kyle. And Mo Alley Cox. I mean, that's their guys. And the hope that Paris Campbell can not get injured after one catch. Here's where I get a little bit of hope with the Colts is Stephon Gilmore is one of their starting corners. Like, that's your Adams guy. That's your matchup. They're deep at safety. You know, I know the one retired,
Willis,
not Blackman, the other
Kari
one.
Willis retired.
Yeah, Kari Willis. Kari but you Willis. Have Julian Blackman back, Ronnie McLeod. You drafted Nick Cross. Isaiah Rogers really looked good at the other corner. They have a great slot in Kenny Moore. Like, I love this defense. I love this Colts defense. But
Raiders.
All right. I'll go with Raiders, and I would like to know if I
– Bring Chris in if you
Chris, want. Chris, if I – four, I'm going to go with the Raiders, but I would like to know who Chris would have sided with here.
Give me the better team with the better quarterback at home. I would have gone with the Raiders.
All right. I didn't want to mess up our – right, that's why I went with – I knew what I was getting into. It wasn't worth it.
Right. Okay. Okay, so now we have Raiders winning at home against the Colts, losing in Denver against the Broncos, falling against Seattle, who is coming off the bye in Week 12, but then rebounding and winning at home against the Chargers in Week 13 before a loss on Thursday Night Football in a short week to the Los Angeles Rams, which puts the Raiders at 6-7 with four games left to play. Their next being an extended break, Josh McDaniels' revenge game against the New England Patriots.
Does it ever go well for the former Belichick assistants when they face him? Does it ever go well?
It did with Brian Flores, and that's about the only one.
That's true. What does McDaniels and Flores have in common? Those are like the guys that were there for like 8,000 years. I mean, I guess Matt Patricia as well.
So are you proposing yes or no? I don't know what direction you chose to go there with that.
I don't know. Like, it's if this was in New England, I would very quickly say New England for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the Raiders at home with a better team roster wise, the Raiders have a better roster. They have more dynamic players. They have the better quarterback. I guess it should be the Raiders. Yeah.
Okay. So we're picking the Raiders, which puts them at 7-7 with three games left to play, two of which we've already picked. The one we have not picked is the Week 16 contest against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, having to come out and play in the cold, blistery winds of Heinz Field on Christmas Eve.
47 attempts rushing the ball for Najee Harris.
I don't like this draw for the Raiders very much.
I don't either. Hey, by the way, we need to unpick Week 18. That has to go away, right?
Correct. That game will
already had it be already been done.
Okay. Well, we all have our own personal record keeping, Christopher.
So that moves us to Week 17. We pick the Raiders at home against the San Francisco 49ers, which leaves the Raiders at 8-8. With one game left to play. So also floating right around 500. So we have Chiefs at 12-4, Broncos and Chargers at 9-7, and the Raiders at 8-8 with Week 18 left to play.
Passes the sniff test for me.
Right. I mean, you, in a perfect world, maybe everybody got another win. Right. But it's like, it's not a perfect world and it's a highly competitive division.
The Chargers are the team that can just disrupt this whole thing in my mind because they have that guy at quarterback and Herbert, potential. Right. And if their defense, like if Staley's a defensive mastermind with the influx of talent that they have on the D line and in the secondary, that team's going to be a problem. Plus you have some, I think with Zion Johnson on that O-line, you solidified the front five. I love Isaiah Spiller with Eckler. And between, you know, Guyton and Josh Palmer, you like to think that wide receiver three spot, like that's the team that can wreck the party here. That's the team that can be the 11 or 12 win team that wins this division. But it's hard to, like, the Chargers just have always been that team that makes you pay for buying into the preseason hype. They've always been that team. And it's not unfair to kind of put them through that same lens as we have other Chargers teams, but it's a natural bias that comes in. But I will acknowledge today that I do think if there's somebody that can wreck this party, it's the Chargers.
Yeah, we might get to the end here, and I might advocate for another Chargers dub. We'll see how it plays out. No, we're at the end of the road. We're done with the AFC West for now.
I got a peek.
I can find two games that I think you can make a fair case that the Chargers should win that we picked L's in.
Me too.
But we still have to pick Week 18. So that will come at the very end of this process. Can we all agree, since we're up against, you know, having to close here, we've picked five games apiece for the AFC North. That feels like the next logical place to go. Are we in agreement on that?
I'm in agreement.
I'm comfortable with that decision, yes.
Great. So it'll take us 3 days to get through the AFC North based on our pacing to this point in time. We keep saying, hey, we're going to be picking more games for teams as we go, and it's going to go faster. And we had half the schedules picked for both the AFC West teams we had left to do, and we got two teams done. So this will be done before training camp start, we promise. Business will pick up sooner or later. But, you know, these are still the foundational episodes of this show. So we hope you guys enjoyed. We certainly foresee a competitive AFC West. And when we get to the end of the road, we will do tailoring of the final results if we feel anything is askew. And I already have a couple things in my notepad. So make sure, you know, if you're not happy with how it played out, it's not set in stone just yet. We're not going to finalize it just yet. So stick with us. Thanks to our friends at BetOnline for their continued support of the podcast. And thank you to all of you who have checked out Draft Dudes. Make it a great one, and we hope to see you again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.